Here is the news, first the headlines. Leaders' meeting of Indonesian Defense Ministry and TNI 2025 discusses strengthening main weaponry system. Amazing Indonesia 2025 to kick off in February. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where the Indonesian Defense Ministry and the Indonesian military held Leaders Meeting 2025 at the Ministry of Defense, Jakarta on Thursday. The meeting was attended by Minister of Defense, Syafri Samsudin, and the Chief of Staff of the Army, Navy, and Air Force. Head of the Defense Information Bureau of the General Secretariat of the Ministry of Defense, Brigadier General Freyga Wenas in Kiriwang, in a press conference to the media at the Ministry of Defense Hall, Jakarta on Thursday, pointed out that the meeting discussed to strengthen the main weaponry system for the Army, Navy, and Air Force. According to Brigadier General Freyga, the strengthening of the main weaponry system is very important to support the defense of the Republic of Indonesia.
Salah satu poin yang dibicarakan di Rapim Kemhan dan TNI adalah
one of the points discussed in the leaders' meeting of the Ministry of Defense and the TNI is the operational equipment carried out in Papua for the Army. Then for the Indonesian Navy, of course, it also relates to supporting coastal defense because Indonesia as an archipelagic country is projected to strengthen Indonesian warships, frigates, submarines, and sensoring, including missiles and bullets. For the Indonesian Air Force, we also strengthen our air power aircraft, both transport aircraft, then fighter aircraft, counter-insurgency aircraft, of course, sensoring, and also related to cyber defense equipment.
Counter-insurgency, tentunya sensoring, dan terkait juga dengan masalah alutsista cyber.
Moreover, according to Brigadier General Freyga Wenas, Minister Syafri Samsudin also asked the Indonesian Army, Navy, and Air Force to maintain cohesiveness and synergy with an optimal strength postures to maintain sovereignty, defense of the Republic of Indonesia, and the safety of the Indonesian people. Amazing Indonesia 2025 is scheduled to kick off in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, 23rd and 24th of February 2025. The exhibition will showcase Indonesian products mainly for the Hajj ecosystem. The Economic Council of the Indonesian Council General in Jeddah, Juneri Alimin, to Voice of Indonesia on Wednesday said, besides handicrafts, Amazing Indonesia will have food and beverage products and spices, since it's part of the Indonesian Spice Up the World program.
And this year we are going to organize Amazing Indonesia 2025 that promote handicrafts, ecosystem Hajj products to the people in Jeddah, not only local people but also from other countries. It's not only food and beverage but also like ready served food, spice, and we know already that Indonesia has national program Indonesia Spice Up to World. It's also part of the national program.
Juneri Alimin also said more than 50 exhibitors from Indonesia and hundreds of partners from Jeddah and other cities will be joining the event. Amazing Indonesia 2025, organized by the Indonesian Council General in Jeddah, is aiming for the people both from Jeddah and other countries. The Indonesian government, through the Religious Affairs Ministry's Center for Religious Harmony, kept enhancing acknowledgement of indigenous beliefs in the country. That was stated by head of the Center for Religious Harmony, Muhammad Adib Abdussomad, during a special interview with Voice of Indonesia on Thursday. Adib Abdussomad also said that the current approach the government takes is collaborating with leaders of indigenous beliefs to understand their perspective and needs.
And some key approach that we have done so far include collaborating with indigenous leaders to understand their perspective and needs. So what we are doing at the moment to see the truth through the eyes of another. So we try to see their perspective through their their own views, not us.
Adib Abdussomad further remarked that the collaboration between the government and indigenous beliefs includes discussions incorporating indigenous wisdom and practices into broader interfaith initiatives. Then this also includes advocating for legal recognition and protection of indigenous belief system and providing a platform for indigenous communities to share their cultural and spiritual contribution. Indonesia used to only recognize 6 official religions. However, in 2017, the indigenous beliefs finally got recognition and were able to be included in the ID cards. Since then, Indonesia keeps enhancing the inclusion of indigenous beliefs. Member of Commission 1 of the House of Representatives DPR, Sukamta, pointed out that the ceasefire agreement is a very important moment to immediately stop the genocide done by Israel, and it is to restore the humanitarian situations in Palestine. In his written statement in Jakarta on Thursday, Sukamta welcomed the ceasefire decision because the humanitarian situation in the Gaza region of Palestine is very bad. Every day the killing of civilians committed by Israel. He also emphasized that the announcement of the ceasefire agreement is good news not only for Palestinians but also for all citizens of the world. Indonesian Minister of Religious Affairs Nasaruddin Umar has conveyed the Tanah Zul scheme to the Minister of Hajj and Umrah of Saudi Arabia Taufik F. Al-Rabiah, which is planned to be implemented in the implementation of the Hajj 1446 Hijri 2025 AD. Minister Nasaruddin Umar in his statement in Jakarta on Wednesday pointed out that with the scheme, it will reduce the density of pilgrims' tents in Mina, which is often noted by Commission 8 of the House of Representatives or the Hajj Supervisory Committee. The Indonesian Ministry of Finance believes that the trade balance, which recorded a surplus of $31.04 billion throughout 2024, is a positive signal for the domestic economy in 2025. Head of the Ministry of Finance Fiscal Policy Agency's Febrio Kacaribu in Jakarta on Thursday explained that the positive trend in the trade balance that continued throughout 2024 was good news at the beginning of this year, reflecting Indonesia's economy that remained solid. He also explained that the trade surplus in 2024 was actually lower than the 2023 record, which reached $36.89 billion. The weakening was influenced by the moderating trend in global commodity prices last year. Hamas leaders in the Gaza Strip Khalil al-Hayya praised the efforts of the Palestinian people who reflected their steadfastness during the Israeli genocide. He also expressed his gratitude for the significant regional and international support in the ongoing liberation struggle so that a ceasefire could occur. In his speech in the Gaza Strip, Palestine on Thursday, local time, he recognized the solidarity of countries around the world, including Indonesia. Al-Hayya praised the honorable position of Turkey, South Africa, Algeria, Russia, China, Malaysia, Indonesia, Belgium, Spain, and Ireland. He also praised the sacrifices of Lebanon. Nothing. The Lebanese people have made great sacrifices and shown great patience in defending and supporting the Palestinian cause. Listener, now let's move on to commentary for today.